Arthur R. Bears with Reckless. And good morning and kia ora. Welcome to Beckham Studio, Mr.
Get this right by your face.
Right by my face.
Yeah, right by your face.
Good morning.
How's the volume on the headphones? A bit loud?
Oh, no, it's perfect.
It's perfect?
Okay, all right. I was just looking at the desk there. Now, do we say congratulations? And awesome news. Your brand new album is out today.
Yeah, Arthur R. Bears and the Flaming R. Bears.
Okay.
Out today.
The Flaming R. Bears being the band.
That was, yeah, the band I was playing with from 2016 up until about 2020. We were touring together. So the album's a bunch of, it's a whole bunch of great songs that we were touring during that time.
Mm-hmm. And now the band's still the same band or a different band?
Yeah, well, some of the members have kind of like gone overseas and have got their own projects and stuff. So I'm playing with a few other, some of the same guys, some other guys that I've been playing with for a while. So yeah, just life changes and things obviously make it hard to stay together forever, but... And saying that we're always going to play together when we can, for sure.
Yes, yeah. Now, you're saying the songs sort of date back to 2016?
So yeah, our first show was in 2016.
Hmm. So the songs have sort of slowly evolved over time?
Yeah, just kind of refined and just like, I'll never fully finish a song.
Yes.
I like always kind of, I wouldn't say improving them, but just kind of, experimenting with maybe fiddling with the arrangements and like my solos and things like that. So the tracks on the album are the studio versions, which I could never replicate live just because there's additional elements and things in there. But the gist of it is like the vibe that you'll get from us playing.
Now in the past, you've sort of worked and done everything at home, but this time you visited a studio. I think we chatted about this last time.
Yeah, yeah.
But remind us about the studio process this time around. Was it just one big old block somewhere where you...
I was going overseas and then I was like, oh man, I really need to record the band before I leave. Because it's like, it's kind of silly. I've kind of been avoiding going into like a studio where I'll have another engineer recording us. All my previous stuff I did by myself, so it was kind of like a weird control thing that I had to get over. But I found the right guy, this guy Joe Farris. He was amazing. And we booked a weekend in there and just went in there and cracked out. We just basically jammed and cracked out all the songs that we liked to play. And then from there I took like the best songs that we did and then just kind of started working on those.
What were the steps you took for like letting yourself trust someone else when you're used to working by yourself? I know that can be quite hard.
Well, with this record, like I knew I couldn't achieve the sonic vision that I had. I couldn't make it the product that I wanted by myself because of my technical limitations, you know. Mm-hmm. And also like doing the engineering yourself and then playing, it sucks, you know. So it was great to find Joe, who was like the right person. He had like the right. He was really really skilled and just had like a really good presence in the studio to just make us feel relaxed so we could just concentrate on jamming, you know. And him, I kind of told him what the aesthetic that I wanted wanted the album to sound like, so he knew what to do to make it sound kind of vintagey as well, but also recording, you know, using all modern technology and Pro Tools and stuff like that. But then we did bounce it down to tape as well, so it's definitely got a touch of analog in there too. Yeah. You know.
Excellent. So how long, so the recording session was a while ago,
yeah,
you kind of sat
20,
on stuff?
2019 we recorded. I also did a couple of tracks also with Ed Castletoe at the lab that are on there as well, and then we worked on them with Joe. And I went overseas, came back in 2020, and then like started cracking into it, and then COVID just kind of stretched the whole thing out. It's so crazy with this, like the mastering, the artwork, everything's just taken forever for some reason. I don't know, but I'm really stoked with the product, and it's like finally dropped today.
Fantastic. I love the cover.
Yeah, it's a montage of like live photos from us playing shows and things like that to kind of illustrate the vibe of the album, and just kind of wanted to exhibit, you know, how cool the band is.
Yes. So it is, the album is out in all good record stores today?
Yeah, I'm flying out tomorrow at 2 p.m. doing a little solo show. there. So come down, say hi, grab a vinyl, have a listen. That'd be awesome.
We should also plug the fact that you are performing at The Others Way on Saturday the 30th of November.
Yeah, yeah. Others Way on the 30th, right? I'm at I'm playing, I think, at Galatos Basement.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Hush, hush.
Last time I saw you was, I think, the Thirsty Dog was still a thing.
Oh, man.
And there was a rowdy old crowd.
Yeah,
in there
I love
for
the
you.
Thirsty Dog. Great shows there. It's always packed and just like so much, like, just relaxed fun, you know?
Excellent. Hey, so let's go out on another track, Arthur. We're going to play Sister. Tell us about this particular song.
Sister, man, I think this is the oldest song on the album. I played this, I started playing this in like 2012, I think, with my band Superbird. And then with the Flaming Arbies, we just, you know, took it to a new level. And this is the best version that you'll hear.
Excellent. So album out today, Arthur Arbies and the Flaming Arbies. Hey, congrats, mate. What a
Cheers,
day.
Mate.
Exciting.
Thanks.